Now, I'm joined in the studio, as you just heard my guest laughing, Sam Ingram. Now, Sam's here to talk about a fundraising event which is taking place this Friday for the Stuart Feakins Trust. So,
thanks very much, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
We won't say what we've been talking about off air.
No, I think we'll keep that between ourselves, that
because
one.
We'd like to stay on air. So, first of all, tell us about where you're from.
So, I'm from Billericay. Always been an Essex boy ever since I was born. Lived in Brentwood and Billericay pretty much my life. Always worked up in London in recruitment mainly. Yeah. But my brother and I, Ben Ingram, we set up our own recruitment business back in Billericay 3 years ago now.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, it's been going really well. Like, things are progressing exactly the way we want them to. We've got a new digital marketing person in and wants us to do a lot more video and a bit more creative. And in the background, I wanted to do something a little bit more to give back, really. It's something that has always been instilled in me from my family and the companies I've worked for. And I feel like we've got to a point now we can start doing that. Yeah. So I'm here just to kind of promote a little bit more of what we're doing on Friday.
But before you say that, what is the name of the recruitment company and what sort of things do you specialise in as well?
Okay, so it's Northreach Recruitment. The area we specialise in is small to medium-sized organisations that are looking to grow. Mm. We kind of really struggle to figure out what to specialise in, first of all. My background was always IT.
Yeah.
And then my brother Ben's was always risk and compliance. So we thought, you know, how can we bring it together and build a brand? We thought, why don't we look at companies that are looking to grow, that are small, that want to partner with a small organisation like us? It's personable, you know, we really kind of care about what we're doing. So we specialise really just helping other small organisations grow.
And what's the website? Go on, get it.
www.northreach.uk.
That's it. Not too close with that filming, Maria.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't got
close.
My makeup on today.
You're getting my double chin at the bad angle. Get back. There is always a bad angle. Every angle is bad. Now, Sam, the Stuart Feakins Trust.
Yes.
How did you get involved and tell us about Stuart?
So I didn't know Stuart personally at all. I know his brother, Andrew Feakins. Mm. Andrew has been working with us in the office that we're in. It's a shared office for about 6-7 months now.
Yeah.
And he was telling us about his brother about 6 months ago. And he kind of said that Stuart was this guy who had a corporate job, first of all. Mm. He lived in that kind of world. But he wanted to kind of step away from that to actually help out local children in the community. And I had a little boy about 2 years ago. So, you know, anything family now just kind of gets me. Yeah. You know, I watch Grey's Anatomy and all of a sudden I'm starting to break down. He was telling me about that the fund itself was just helping underprivileged children who've got anxiety or depression or just don't have a good, stable kind of foundation. And he would actually help these kids unlock their potential and focus their kind of their motivations and their hobbies in something positive. So he helped guys like Jermaine Jackson, I think, was on the Voice.
Yep.
He got him to that place. It helped him through that kind of anxiety and what he was going through to make sure he could unlock that potential. And I was really touched by this story. I thought, you know what a great kind of person this guy could have been. And what Andy told me is that when he died of pneumonia, just suddenly 500 people turned up at his funeral. And we thought, wow, that's incredible. There were people that flew from Australia just to come to see his funeral, to shake, you know, Andrew's hand, the family's hand, and say, this person changed my life. I didn't know him, but from what I've read and what Andy's told me, it just really kind of touched me. And I thought, you know, I wanted to do something to give back. I wanted to do it locally rather than one of the bigger charities.
Yep.
And I thought this would be a good place to start.
This Friday, you're going to be doing fundraising, but it is slightly different to what, you know, most people go out on a run. Obviously, I don't.
I definitely don't.
Or they do
you
some,
and me
sort
together.
Of, some sort of sponsored eating competition would be good. But
yeah,
tell us about Friday and what you're going to be doing.
So Friday, we're going to do 24 hours of video gaming, which is bonkers. I tried to do a bit of a test run it the other day and I didn't.
You must. Come on, you're the old school. What games do you play? Go on.
So I'm a bit retro, I must admit. Anything Mario, Sonic is fantastic. I do dabble into some of the sports stuff like FIFA.
Yeah.
But this Friday, we're going to focus in more on the Star Wars theme.
Yes.
4th of May, big fan of Star Wars.
Yep.
So we're going to do a lot of the Star Wars games. I've got tons of props and things. So we're going to do it all live as well. So it's going to be streamed live all over the place for people to actually log in, actually donate live on there as well.
Are you going to be doing it via one of the games? Because you know with the consoles you can play against different people. Are you going to be doing that or how's it going to work?
Absolutely. So there's 5 of us doing it.
Yep.
We've all kind of got our own kind of consoles, but we're going to stream every different console. We're going to have different kind of feeds going so we can play multiplayer basically as well.
So can anybody join in on that as well?
They can view it.
Yeah.
You can actually, thinking about it, yes. So any of the big multiplayer matches we're going to actually do, we can certainly kind of have other people kind of join in and actually get involved with the fun as well. I've been a big gamer all my life. So for me, I wanted to do something I was really enjoying. Like you, I'd go for a run. No, thank you. I'm not interested. I could do the eating one, though. I think I'd be very interested in that. But gaming, I thought, is something that the guys that are doing it with me and myself, we all get involved in one way, shape or form. I'm definitely a bit more retro, like, you know, I love the older games, but we're going to do a mixture. So the idea is, while Star Wars is the theme of it, we are going to do a mixture of games that are more like sporting games or action games, strategy games, that kind of stuff.
So where's it going to take place, and are you dressing up?
We are dressing up. You'll see it. You've got to check out the feed. I'm not going to give too much away on that, but we're definitely dressing up. It's going to take place actually in the Northreach office in Billericay.
I've got a feeling you might be Han Solo. What do you reckon, Maria? What do you reckon?
More like Chewbacca when I don't show for a week.
No, I reckon he's either going to be Luke Skywalker, I think, or Harrison Ford.
New or old Luke Skywalker?
Well, I don't know. I was sounding so disappointed in the last film. I know it's May the 4th be with you, but I'm very disappointed in that last one.
I think
we mustn't say that, though, because we might want to get Mark Hamill to retweet you.
If he's listening, Mark Hamill, you need to do a retweet for us.
Is this taking place where some people can come in and watch you, or is it? It's just basically going to be on, like, you can watch it on Instagram, it's going to be on Facebook Live?
Yeah, in theory, yes. You know, it's our office. We can definitely have people, guests, if they would like to come in to actually watch us play. But I suppose the easiest thing for everyone is to watch it on one of the this live streaming channels we're going to do it on. So that would be Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube.
And what time does it kick off?
12 p.m. on Friday. Yeah. So we're going to do live interviews as well. So every 3 to 4 hours. We haven't worked out exactly how frequently yet, but every so often I'm going to do like an interview for one of the guys to say, like, how you're feeling, how you're getting on. We're going to have a leaderboard, all these different things, and be able to see like a little snippet of how people are actually feeling whilst they're playing the games as well.
Yeah, and obviously a proper lightsaber if anyone gets on your nerves.
There'll be lightsaber fights, no doubt. Yeah.
You can't get that. Do they make that? No, you must have had. Have you got one coming on Friday?
I might have a little something coming along.
Do they make the noise, though? That's the thing. Because when I was a kid, it was all zhoom, zhoom. You had to do that yourself. It didn't actually do it.
No, I think it's moved on since then. Yeah.
People have got mobile phones and everything. It's amazing.
I think there's an app for it.
Now, if people want to find out more, there is obviously raising money. Is there a minimum sponsorship, or is it just a Just Giving page? People can give what they like.
Well, yeah, it's Total Giving. It's a Total Giving page. Anything, you know, we're not really looking for crazy huge donations. It could be £1, £10, whatever you can afford to actually kind of spare, really. We are going to be kind of matching whatever we kind of raise as well.
Yeah, and if you do want to find out more about Stuart Feakins, go and check it out on the web. It's the Stuart Feakins Trust, and you can find out all the good works they do. As Sam said, there, all the money raised there, they're going to match that as well for Friday. It's going to be May the 4th be with you, which is a Star Wars day, as everybody knows.
About it, you know, whilst we're going to do it live, we've got a fantastic kind of digital marketing executive of honor. She works for me, and I haven't asked her this properly yet, but I will. She'll be listening. I'm going to ask her to do like an actual kind of cut of the whole experience.
Yeah.
So that would be the whole like gameplay of it, the interviews, you know, the build up to it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to see that on our website and then on YouTube as well. So it'll be like 3 or 4 minutes over the whole 24 hours. You actually see exactly what kind of happened.
Well, I wish you luck. What do you reckon, Maria? Come on, Han Solo, or is he going to be Luke Skywalker on Friday?
I think more of a Han Solo kind of character myself.
Oh, not giving the game away. Tell us, name check the other people are going to be playing.
Okay, so we've got 5 in total. Myself, Ben Ingram, James Prentice, Robert White, and James Coughlin as well.
Yeah, and no girls playing?
No, I haven't. You know what? If I can get a girl involved, that'd be great, but I haven't found...
Any good girl gamers out there want to come in and thrash the boys, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely, more the merrier.
Unless one of you's getting dressed up as Princess Leia.
I think that'd be James Coughlin, that one.
Morning, James. Thanks very much. Another shout-out for your business.
Northreach Recruitment, local business in Billericay. Check it out.